those that are truly serving the Lord are going to leave the false teachings behind. If you have been carrying around the philosophies and the mindsets of this age, if you have been influenced by truths other than those that are taught in God's Word, then you need to cleanse yourself. You need to get rid of that junk. You need to scour yourself. You need to soak yourself in God's Word and be cleansed and be renewed so that you can be useful to God. Do you want to be set apart as holy? Do you want to be approved by God and be useful? Then make sure that your life is defined by truth from God's Word. Not the latest self-help book, not the latest philosophy or idea that's out in the world. No. Cleanse yourself. Make yourself pure before the Lord. Friends, this is why we so need discernment. We need to grow in our ability to distinguish between that which is in line with the truth of God's Word and that which departs from it. And it's sometimes really hard to tell. Discernment takes work. It requires careful thought. It requires evaluations. It means that you can't just flip on the Christian radio and say, I'm safe. I know that this is good teaching because it's the Christian radio. Because it's family friendly. You can't just pick up the book in the Christian bookstore and know it's a Christian bookstore. Every greeting card is holy. Every book is of the Lord. No. You can't assume that a person who is a skilled writer or vulnerable in his or her writing is going to lead you down the right path. Many, many influential teachers and authors are very good at describing problems in our lives, problems in the church, and they can write in such a way that your heart really resonates with what they're saying because they're describing your life and they're describing the questions you have and they're describing the trouble that you have and they're describing the turmoil that you've experienced in your own soul. But just because they can describe that so well does not mean that the prescription that they give you is going to be a right one. And just because they can seemingly walk through your life and talk about all that you've been through does not mean that you can turn off your discernment and assume that where they want to lead you now to solve your problems is going to be faithful to God's Word. We must be like the Bereans in Acts 17. They received the Word with joy, we're told, and they examined the Scripture every day to confirm that what Paul was teaching was true. If these men and women were praised for testing the words of the Apostle Paul, how much more should we exercise discernment and shine the light of God's Word and test everything that we hear and see, no matter how popular it is, against the Word of God?